Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery. Sip and share. You look so pale. It's that light right on you.
That light probably should turn towards the wall.
Yeah. Let's see if I can get it towards the wall. Let's see. Okay. Maybe I look less like Casper now, but maybe just like half of my
half
face.
Half of your face. Now half of your face is normal.
I'm just glowing, you know, with youth and beauty.
It's ethereal.
Yeah. I'm going to be 42 beauty. This month. I'm just so youthful and Casper-like.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy Wednesday, ladies. Lovely to see you.
With the holiday weekend, it's so weird.
I know.
First, it doesn't feel like Wednesday.
I know.
And then we were at a golf school this weekend. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Hey, Mo. Nice to see you.
Which was really, really good, actually.
Yeah, you guys said that. That's awesome. Tell me about it. About it.
Yeah, our golf instructor Mark was at Crystal Mountain here in Michigan, so it's like 2.5 or 3 hours away, so not very far away. Courses were gorgeous, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
With just, you know, turning it when even in fall they'll be prettier. Mm-hmm. But he was just so welcoming and nice, and we were at very different levels. Jessica had never picked up a golf club in her life. Joanne has golfed a lot and had a lot of golf lessons. Mm-hmm. Britton hasn't had a lot of golf lessons, but
I enjoy golfing. But she golfs a lot of training.
Yeah. And I am just,
you golf.
I golf because I've got really cute bags. So
that's
about it. So
did you just do that?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you did? Oh, I want to see it.
I probably came through to my phone.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't.
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
I see it. We will watch that. Thank you.
Thank you for sending that.
Yes, we want to see that.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
So, but we all just learned a lot. And you know, it's just a girls' trip, too. It was fun. But I couldn't believe how exhausted we were.
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently, I just use my hips for everything in golf. And I started having to use my body.
No, use your arms.
Wait, what are you supposed to use?
Like your shoulders. You're supposed to move your shoulders and your back, not necessarily.
You're supposed to actually rotate your whole body. She just uses her
arms. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
I don't move at the waist. I move at like the.
Your arms.
I don't know.
It was a lot.
I wouldn't know how to
whatever
golf.
These things are right here are.
Well,
really
that's
sore.
Where like the bra back fat is. So that's real good because like how often do you work
things.
That out?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we got a massage the second night. I got a massage and she started rubbing bells.
Because it was a deep tissue, wasn't
it? Yeah, and it hurt so bad. I'm like, what is that muscle? And she goes, that's your lats. I'm like, that's horrible.
Did you tell her to stop?
No, I let her do it. But it just hurt super bad.
Like, keep torturing me.
Yeah, basically. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, it's fine. It hurts good.
I got a facial. I didn't get a massage. I regretted my decision not.
Why?
No, I love my facial, but just because you're so sore.
Yeah, it was just interesting because after she did the lats, like my whole back released, which was weird. I didn't expect this part to release like the center of my back.
Oh, wow.
She goes, yeah, it's all connected.
It makes
your
sense.
Headphones connected to
I can't see what did Mo say?
She said I suck at mini golf, so I can't see me trying the big kids game.
So I'm actually not bad at putt-putt, but I'm sure I'm not a good golfer.
You can't hit a baseball.
I can't do any of it. No.
I don't know.
The fact that my son plays baseball is like, I don't know. Where did that even come from?
Well, I think at one point he said, then the athlete in you made you switch or whatever. And I'm just like,
there's no athlete inside me.
I've been called an athlete in my life.
If there's an athlete inside me, I don't know where she's hiding, but she's not here.
But actually, when he reviewed my film, it was fine.
He filmed you. That's some intense
stuff. Yeah, they did videos and then like draw lines and stuff. So that
was it. Just the four of you, or were there more people?
No, it was just the four of us. We expected to be like 25 or whatever people.
Yeah,
and it was just us.
But we knew it was four people to one coach.
Oh, okay.
But we never dreamed it literally just be the four of us.
And that we would get to stay together was really nice.
Yeah,
really nice. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
So we golfed for what, 8 or 9 hours for 3 days in a row.
That's so much golf.
It's so much golf.
So much golf.
I am so tired.
I feel like you have to really love it. I'd be like after an hour of like, all right, where's the spa?
But you were learning different things.
Lessons. Oh, okay. So you're learning like how to putt and how to chip and how to get out of sand.
Like, yeah, he'd like have us hit balls here and for 20, 30 minutes and then he'd take us somewhere else and do something else. Like, nice. So it wasn't.
But I really love that he gave us our cart marshal access so that we could like drive anywhere.
Oh, really?
Well, because I think after watching Grandma walk down the first day, he was a little concerned.
Well, because we had to walk down. But I think it was more because then he had put all his, our clubs in his cart.
Yeah.
And he didn't really have
it. It didn't really make sense to keep shuffling stuff around.
No, especially when we had to go back to our carts anyway.
Yeah.
And then it was easier to go up to the bathroom and stuff because it's pretty far.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine having to walk that every time?
Yeah. It just made everything a little bit quicker.
Yeah, for sure. How was traffic too, coming back and going
fine.
In?
Nothing at all. Fine.
And I don't know, I'm sure you guys have areas in your state, but like on the weekends in Michigan, 75 north and south is a nightmare.
It's like
a lot of people just have second homes they go to up north.
Yeah.
So then coming home usually after a holiday weekend is horrible.
Taking their boats, you know.
And it is. It's a bunch of campers and boats on the highway. Yeah. So like, it's just always congested.
Good morning, Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. Nice to see you.
And then I got home and the little puppies were so excited to see me and they've grown. I can tell they've already gotten bigger. And
was it three nights?
Then they, yeah.
No,
then
two
they,
nights.
Oh, was three it two nights?
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday, nights. Monday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they were up all night.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Like, I had to go to gymnastics right when I didn't even go home. I went straight to gymnastics.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so cute, though. I pulled in. And, I mean, I had told Estelle that I was picking her up, I would think. But her little face when I walked in, she was so excited. Aww. And I could tell she just wanted to run over and give me a hug when she wasn't supposed to.
I love that.
And if
age.
I could have caught her coach, I would have been like, I've just been gone for 3 days. Can I give her a quick hug so she can focus?
That's really sweet.
But she was so excited.
There was a video, I think I sent it to Kevin. It was husbands when they saw their wives, like they're stoic, whatever men, they'd see their wives and, you know, just beam, allow them to this shimmy, like all of like these little shimmy dances.
That's really
and stuff.
Sweet.
It was very cute.
Yeah.
Like somebody's happy to see me. Yay. Mm-hmm. I love that.
They were like little puppies.
But literally, we got home and golfed for an hour.
What?
Oh, outside
the kids wanted to
because Jason downloaded these new courses and there was like a Jurassic Park one and a Star Wars one, so
like a video game or something.
No, it's our golf simulator.
Oh, cool.
So we probably actually golf for closer to 2 hours.
Oh my gosh, you guys have got to be exhausted.
So you're really exhausted.
Yeah. And we're still coming, well, we still have our Labor Day sale going on through today, so we have a lot of orders and we've been busy.
Patty was a rock star because I didn't realize we were taking Britton and I and Jessica customer service.
We got it. I mean, you know,
on a busy holiday weekend,
we did what we could. You know, not everything went out, but
we'll finish it up today.
Yeah, 7 carts or so pulled out there.
We're rocking and rolling.
Busy. And I was late, so
That's
okay.
That just is what it is sometimes.
But I'm glad their vet opens at like 7 a.m. I don't know when they opened. I woke up at set or whatever, and they said they were already open.
Yeah.
So I ran up there to get their medicine.
Aren't they so easy about everything?
Yeah. They are kind of pokey, though, about stuff. I'm like,
when you were there?
Well, yeah. I'm like, are you guys open? The guy's like, yeah, we are. And the woman's like, oh, just a minute. And it was like 12 minutes. Before she helped me, I'm just like, and then she's like, I gotta just answer this phone quick. And I'm like, okay.
I've never had that, but I usually am like my afternoon crew.
But the doctor and her were talking intensively about, they're looking at a screen and probably talk about an animal, you know, because it is probably just emergency hours.
I just get annoyed if I come at a place and like they don't even greet me and I'm like, hey, I'm here. Like,
I'm like, are you guys open?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to?
Yeah. Like, at least, say that I'm here. Hey, Charles, how are you today?
But our puppies are getting so big already. One's was 4 pounds and one's 4.7.
Oh, my gosh. Were they 2 pounds when you got them?
They're 2.7 and 3.3.
Wow.
So, and Daisy looks even chubbier. They're looking like big gerbils. They're they just look so like fluffy. Yeah. They're very just fluffy, like little bunnies. Like
they'll have to join us next week.
Like guinea pigs yeah. is what they look like.
I always call them, like, all the caterpillars are coming because they're just like fluffy caterpillars.
Oh my gosh, this morning, it's funny you said that. Yeah. A dog ate a puppy ate a caterpillar and they were having to bring them in.
Yes.
Caterpillars are very dangerous.
Some of them are toxic. Yeah.
Because Duke came up with a big mushroom as big as his head.
From June. Oh, and decaf. The decaf's really good, though. I know it's decaf. But I'm actually bringing decaf. I need to bring decaf home this week because I keep wanting a cup of coffee at night.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, a cup of coffee would sound so good right now.
I got some French roast decaf at home, and we had a big gathering for Labor Day, and it was like 4 o'clock. I'm like, I want coffee.
Yes.
And everybody was like, yeah, we still want the caffeine. I said, I've got French roast decaf. And it was just nice to have, you know.
Yeah, that's nice. And you get to have your coffee and sleep.
Yeah.
But today we are trying the fall coffees.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
That's what we
had. I knew we had coffee.
They are live.
Yes.
Oh, they are live.
They are. They're actually 2 days late because...
Yeah,
I set them on a schedule, but then I forgot to make them active, so they didn't go when they were supposed to. Hey, but whatever.
Whatever,
they're live now.
Whatever. Here you are, madam. Like the barista in me won't hand a cup to you. You have to put it down, right?
It's so funny because I came home and I put this Band-Aid on because the golf instructor changed my grip a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I was rubbing like a new callus on my finger.
It is crazy, the grip. I still don't get the Vs, I gotta be honest.
Mm-hmm. And my kids were so upset. They're like, why do you have a Band-Aid? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, it was just for extra padding.
That's so cute. I'm telling you, though, if you get a blister, those hydrocolloidal Band-Aids are a miracle.
That was crazy,
right?
With your burn.
It didn't fully blister. It just it really hurt.
I got I had a bandage on my toe, but it's because my toenails were too long and I was digging.
That hurts. Yeah, I burned myself last Sunday, put a hydrocolloidal Band-Aid on it. And then by Wednesday, it was just like a little bit, like a blister that didn't come up. And by Thursday, it was gone.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
I've never experienced anything like that because I was expecting it to be really painful.
I can't see any of the comments.
Let's see. Oh, Charles
is having beanery.
Nice.
And then Jennifer did say something else. I had a cup of it in the afternoon since I'd already had two big cups earlier.
See, yeah, perfect. Smart.
And most of that, I can put two cups of regular coffee in my cup, finish it, and then fall asleep. Some people are like that with caffeine.
When I went to the caffeine plant, they said you're either sensitive to it or you're not. And it can change. But I mean, literally, I could drink a Mountain Dew before bed and it'd be fine.
But it's weird that you say that because I have had a Mountain Dew, gone to bed fine.
Mm-hmm.
A cup of coffee, I can't always go to bed fine.
Oh, really?
And I did make you guys fully caffeinated coffee today since you guys gave me straight for giving you decaf left.
I know, before I'm like, I need some caffeine.
But
what's going on?
It is your funeral when I am talking very fast later.
So
you're going to need that at the end.
You guys are like, can you just go to your office?
We're packing boxes, so
you can go super speed.
Super speed.
You're right. I can pack boxes faster. You're right.
This is caramel apple.
This is caramel apple. Okay. Yeah. So someone messaged our page yesterday, and I'm sorry if you messaged our Facebook. I haven't had time to respond to anybody yet. But yes, caramel apple. We have an apple flavored coffee for the person who asked.
So good. Caramel apple's my favorite.
It would be really good iced.
It's really good iced, and it's excellent if you make it as a cafe caramel in one of our stores.
Yeah, I like that.
Caramel, half and half.
I mean, just even adding a little
bit. I just went to one of our stores because it was by the vet, not today, but Saturday morning. And I asked for the flavor of the day to be made into a cafe caramel. It was almost $8.
No way.
And I'm thinking she charged me a cafe caramel and a flavor of the day.
I'll look into that for you.
I was like,
I'll find
really,
out why.
A small is $8?
You know what time you were there?
Apple slices dipped in caramel.
My appointment was at 11 or 11:30.
Okay. Oh, nice on the Pacific Roast.
That's
a dark one.
Do you know what we did one time for a book club, Mo? We soaked apple slices in like Tito's vodka and then dipped them in caramel.
That was really good. I love watermelon.
Do you remember when we did that? We did like a caramel apple bar. Because then you can like sprinkle the we did it years ago.
I'm like, maybe I missed that one.
It's been years.
Or it's
years.
Been a long time.
Yeah. And then it's a caramel apple bar, so then you can like
a
dip them in nuts
boozy.
Or like chocolate chips or sprinkles. So good.
This is really, really good. Yeah, I want apples too. Yeah. I love it when they do a caramel apple, but then they slice it.
Yeah.
And then you can eat the pieces because eating it off that stick
is horrible.
Is annoying.
And I'm also,
and I get up my nose somehow.
You know how like you cut into an apple and then like sometimes there might be like brown or bruised apple. Mm-hmm. I'm always worried if I buy a pre-made caramel apple that it's going to be rotten after I take a bite of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know because I honestly just like nibble the caramel around.
Boozy apples now we're talking about.
Boozy apples.
They are boozy apples. And that Tito's vodka. Very good. I can't have it anymore, but it's very good.
I still like the watermelon one.
Watermelon.
I don't even know what we throw in watermelon.
Oh, what about the gummy bears?
The gummy bears were good too.
Soak in it. Yeah. And then we had that Swedish fish vodka one time that was really good. Remember we did that in Atlanta? We had that on the streets of Atlanta. Oh. And our ghost tour guide did not appreciate us imbibing.
Our shot necklaces.
Yeah.
They were very serious about the ghost tour.
She did not appreciate that.
Britton and I were both really afraid after our ghost tour because we were drunk and alone.
I hate ghosts. Like, I hate ghost stories. I hate scary stuff. Same. So I did have to sleep with my lights on in my hotel room. Yeah. And normally Patty and I share a room.
Yeah.
And this, for some reason that year, we didn't
share
a room.
Yeah, we had our own rooms.
I think we just had enough rooms in the room block.
Yeah, rooms or something.
Yeah.
And I so just wanted to go into Patty's room the whole night.
The next morning, I said, I was kind of afraid last night. I wish you were in my room. She's like, I was thinking the same thing.
Like, I almost came to your room. I almost came to your room. We should have just done it because we were both thinking it.
I laughed. I'm like, oh.
I remember, we shared a room one time. Didn't we just get, like, so much food? Like, then have, like, a picnic?
We were in Atlanta, and we were testing out, we were visiting hotels. We were on a hotel tour for our convention, and there was a basketball team that was playing there, so they were running up and down the aisles all night. But that, we were at a DoubleTree because we got the chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
Plus the food. Trust me, I don't remember my own name half the time, but you tell me about food. I'm like, yeah, this is where we got it.
Oh, I just remember having so, and it's like, how did we ever think we could eat this much food?
But we always overorder.
Oh, we ordered because of the restaurant was like in the parking lot or something. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was good.
It was crazy. We did good this weekend. We really shared most meals.
We shared every meal.
Mm-hmm. So it worked out good.
It was great.
Well, when steak is market price.
Oh, market price steak.
Market price steak.
How much was it?
Never even heard of it.
It was 70 for $8. I'm going to say I paid $42 for a 4-ounce filet the one night. So.
Wow.
I don't know.
So it was the right price.
That's not cheap.
And $12 for 3 shrimp. And they were like, stuff you get at the grocery store.
That was not.
Was this all at your hotel?
No, this is at the one other restaurant.
It was at a little town, Frankfurt. It was adorable.
Have the leaves started changing yet up north?
A little bit. A couple of trees, but not a lot.
Yeah. It's beautiful when our leaves start changing here.
Not yet. It hasn't changed all the way. It is beautiful. I will say Crystal Mountain. Mm. If I lived near there in northern Michigan, I understand why people go there.
Yeah.
Because they have this family membership for golf, ski, pool, fitness classes, everything for $255 a month.
For the entire family.
Wow.
And it's like your golf's fully included, not like you have to buy anything or carts or anything.
We were looking at going to the new, you know, water park in Zenders, you know, which is Frankenmuth. It's 40 minutes away or not even that far from us for a day. And it's like $250, $300 for 4 people. I'm like, that's insane. That's a great deal.
Oh, it really,
with golf and everything.
But we did, their coffee was horrible.
All skiing and snow.
Their coffee was horrible.
So good.
So we met with the owner.
Did you? Good.
Well, our golf instructor found out, obviously. He's like, what do you guys do? And we told him where we work. He's like, we need to talk. This coffee's so bad.
And then he's like, oh, I've got everybody. Everybody hates the coffee.
That's funny.
And people are going to be like, we hate the coffee. We hope you get better coffee. So
you guys didn't travel with your own coffee maker?
We did.
We did. We had our own coffee.
Good.
But we gave their coffee a shot.
Yeah. I can't even do it. I'll look at the pods or whatever's in the room. And most of the time, I'm just grossed up by the coffee makers because you know that they're not being cleaned.
Like at the actual coffee
shop. Well, we went to their coffee shop.
Yeah.
And we got a fancy coffee drink event. Yeah. And you can't hide bad coffee.
Some people just don't realize that coffee's bad.
We did go to a little place downtown, and they had very good coffee. Mm. Theirs I liked.
But now a spiced pumpkin latte. Yeah.
It says, someone tell Starbucks that if you add pumpkin to the coffee, it is not a pumpkin spice latte. It is now a spice pumpkin latte.
Yeah. Especially if it's more spice.
Yeah.
Mm. We made ours. I know our pumpkin is, I should say.
It's the pumpkin pie, whatever, muffin.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice muffin.
Yeah.
Okay.
This flavor is, I want this for home, actually. This is so good. Yeah,
it's so good.
And I wouldn't call myself a pumpkin spice girl either. Right? No. Like, I don't, like, somebody took a picture the other day or did a video, and it was, like, all the orders waiting in Starbucks, and they were all pumpkin spice, right? Because they like, oh, yeah. Pumpkin spice is in this bag.
But if you are pumpkin spice,
I said we should have worn our T-shirts, our little T-shirts shirts.
I didn't order that one.
They're super cute, and it's really soft. Not a fan. Both the T-shirt and the thing.
This pumpkin spice is a lot more subtle.
We actually changed it, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Because we just weren't really happy with our pumpkin. The pumpkin that we found this one and love it.
It was more of I don't even know how to explain it. It tasted like real pumpkin to me, like unsweetened pumpkin, even though our coffee doesn't have sweetener or anything like that. But it was just kind of odd to me. This tastes like what I expect when I get a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. It's
not for everybody, right?
No. Not everybody.
Just like everybody coffee. Coffee's not for everybody.
Yeah.
There's coffees we make that I don't care for. I mean, they're a good coffee, but they're not my thing.
So in our stores right now, we have three different pumpkin spice lattes you can order and two different caramel apple drinks. And it's really funny because some people just are pumpkin people and some people are caramel apple people or apple people. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be both.
It's good, but I love caramel apple. Like if I had to choose.
This is really good. I actually have pumpkin spice laundry and I don't even like cinnamon.
I ordered some of that last week.
But I got, I tried it one time and I just love it. Yeah. And now I got the cleaner, the soap and the whatever, all in pumpkin spice.
I went there before book club last week and I ordered pumpkin spice because you got me hooked on that one too. Having your clothes smell like pumpkin spice.
We bought up to 3XL this time. The sweatshirts and the crew T-shirts are very forgiving.
Yeah. And I would say that they're generously sized. Yeah.
Like I got an XL sweatshirt and it's quite large. Like I think they're unisex sweatshirts. So
yeah. And I got a large for both.
But they're very forgiving
and comfy.
Last time, the old batch of shirts we did not have in 3XL, and this time we bought everything in a 3XL.
Measurements in the listing too by chance?
We do, but I need to update them because it doesn't have the 3XL in it because it's the same chart.
Okay.
So
yeah, fair.
And we do try to get, I think mostly the same brand of sweatshirts and T-shirts.
Yeah.
Because so that you know, and they're more expensive because they're just nicer T-shirts. Yeah. Quite honestly.
But we did. Yeah. We got quite a few requests for bigger sizes. So when we ordered this time, we did get bigger sizes. Okay.
Well,
if you ever want in on a shirt, like when we did the pre-order, let us know what size you are and see what, if they have it.
And we can get measurements and stuff too. That's not a problem.
And we're curvy girls too. We get it.
Yeah.
We like it. That's why we just really care about fit too, because you know, women are shaped differently and we want the T-shirts to be comfortable.
Once our shirts came, I had a fashion show in Britton's office. I'm like, Britton, is this too big? She's like, you're not going to wear the shirt like that. Weird how you wear your shirts.
I know.
You know, and I'm like, okay, that's too big. I guess I don't need a bigger size.
I do like do that rubber band trick though a lot. And I pull it up and put a rubber band or in back. Because sometimes they're just too I don't know. It just makes them cuter.
Well, and then when you have these childbearing hips, you know, trying to pull anything over them, sometimes like, I needed the
Gosh. They had like the cutest little bathroom trailer with almost like real bathrooms in it. And I was so thankful because we were so sweaty. It's like peeling clothes.
Oh, and we had like those dresses without the dresses that you have to take all the way off put all the way on.
Oh,
and I'm like, I think it's gonna be okay. And then I was so sticky.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh, this might not be okay. I might need a helper.
Yeah. The one I got from Costco that's supposed to be like a Lululemon dupe is so nice because it like has the thing here. So then you just have
the newer ones.
Yeah, with a stretchy panel.
So we didn't have that. Yeah. So,
yeah, I love that. But yeah, all good things. So yeah, I'm loving the fall coffee. And then when is our holiday coffee release?
In October, usually.
Okay. And is it just one new flavor for
holiday? Have the two Mary Mocha and Cinnamon Holly Bun, and then we have one new flavor this year.
Okay. Are we telling anybody what it is yet, or are we kind of holding off
until people kind of know.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're, we can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, the new flavor this year, which you guys have asked for a lot, is eggnog.
Yeah.
So, we will have Cinnamon Holiday Blend. Mary Mocha Mint and eggnog for the Christmas season.
And if you haven't tried Mary Mocha Mint, try it. I think it's delicious. It tastes like those Andes mints.
It does
to me.
Yesterday, I thought about our Mary Mocha Mint because I had one of the Built Puff Bars that was a mint chip flavor. Mm-hmm. And mint's really interesting, right? Because it can either go mint chocolate chip or it can go toothpaste, right? Mm-hmm. To me, it can go either way. This was like eating a log of toothpaste.
Oh, no. And I was sitting there thinking, some.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there thinking, I wish I had our Mary Mocha Mint because it's so much better than this stupid bar.
Well, the Aldi Mint chocolate protein bars are great.
Are they? I'd like to try those.
I really like
those. I love everything Aldi, though. Like, I'm obsessed.
Yeah. I thought you guys guessed chocolate and the egg. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Which Dubai chocolate is coming soon.
Yes. We have a couple things to wrap up on it, but yes, soon.
Yeah.
Because we're launching it with our stores with some things too. Yeah. So,
yeah. I got a lot of
Beautiful pictures. We just got to dial the rest in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Lots of fun stuff coming up.
Okay. And well, we have so many orders.
Yes, we do.
We're going to go get busy.
It is the last day of the Labor Day sale. And the fall flavors are available now.
We don't have another sale plan for quite some time, I don't think. So
I honestly have no idea.
I don't think we do.
I try every other week.
Favorite.
But we are coming off of this crazy birthday month, so it might be a minute.
Yeah. I don't think we have anything for a minute. I could be wrong.
You're still drinking.
Still drinking it.
Yeah. Mary Mocha is so good.
I like to just have a little bit of decaf at home.
We've got a few decaf cups too. I've got one of those cute little trays that pulls out.
And the coffee's still fine from
last year. Your coffee setup is good. I haven't picked a winner yet. If you're on our VIP page and you haven't put a picture of your coffee setup yet, you can still upload and have a chance to win. I'll pick that this week.
Nice.
So I'm trying to run more contests over there.
I think that's, when we build our next house, I'm definitely going to make sure and have a coffee place.
Bar.
Put a flag on my account. I ordered decaf. You canceled the order.
That's funny, Jen. If I pack your order, I will send you a message.
The one time she's gonna order decaf, she's like, "No, I need it.
Never give me decaf.
Just say for real. I need decaf.
It's kind of funny because sometimes when we're packing an order, we might kind of question because we know you guys. You know, we know what you order. But we're like, well, maybe you really like that flavor.
Or maybe you have a guest coming over.
I never even look at the name. Yeah. So I don't know how I will literally pack my mom's or my brother's order. Mm-hmm. And then it goes through and you guys are like, did you want to write a note?
Shipping, though, I always double check the name to make sure it's the right label.
Yeah. And I like to see, first of all, like some of the names are fun. And then I make up like whole personalities and like backstories about people in my head. And then I also like to see where it's shipping to. Cause I'm like, this is so cool. It's going here. It's going there. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I start writing down your boxes and it gets intense.
She has to order decaf for her dad, but she likes the high test.
I'm the high test.
There.
I love it. I love it.
But it's a good thing. I mean, but it is a good thing if you do need to drink decaf, because when I had to for a little bit, there was so much bad decaf out there.
Oh.
I couldn't even believe. I'm like, I couldn't believe people could drink it. Mm-hmm. It was awful.
Yeah. I got into argument with my brother-in-law at my house on Monday because he was like, why are you guys making decaf? Decaf is gross. And I'm like, you haven't had this decaf.
Tastes exactly the same.
Well, and that used to be the misconception.
Decaf drinkers deserve good coffee too.
Yes.
And choices.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, what they decaffeinate with, not us, but what is generally decaffeinated with are yucky chemicals. Whereas we decaffeinate with water and carbon filters. which is why our decaf tastes wonderful.
And it does cost a little bit more because we have to send it out and then send it back. It's really just shipping is expensive to ship it back and forth. But we do it because we want only the best for everybody.
Maureen, I should say, not Maureen or Maureen. I'm not sure if we're patron of your orders, so I'll have to keep an eye out.
I knew your real name. I just didn't know if you want it said on the internet. That was why I always just go with your internet.
There are so many people on the internet under other names too, which is so funny. Like one lady messaged and she has a boy's name and she's like, this is my real name, but then this is my internet name. And I'm like, hey, fair. You know,
I met an author and her name was different than her alias.
She said she did it because she's a flight attendant and people are weirdos. And I'm like, hey, girl, I mean.
Well, when we've had that in the stores, I'm like, I'm not sure name tags are a great idea in stores anymore. Because you can find so much about people on the internet.
I thought about that too, actually. I changed my Instagram and Twitter names to something more because, like, I have a very, you know, not common last name. And then I'm trying to decide what I want to do with my Facebook. And my husband said, you should go to your maiden name. And I said, well, I don't want people to think we're divorced because,
like, I have my maiden name and my married name.
I do too. But
yeah, but I have them private. Facebook, you can only do your friends. Yeah. Only your friends can see stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So just change your privacy.
Yeah, true.
Because the whole world doesn't need to see it, especially, you know, all those retired military men.
Oh,
you know,
God. I'm a surgeon.
With a dog.
I'm a 5-star general, and I'd like to
be your friends.
Yeah. I love it. And I love it when they come after people who comment on any of our social pages, any Coffee Beanery social page, and then it clogs up my feed of people I had to respond to. I'm like, you are not a 5-star general. And commenting on the Coffee Beanery page is not going to get you a date or a credit card number, hopefully.
Yeah, right. Your mom called you Mo.
That's cute.
So when someone says Maureen, it doesn't register that it's that's funny.
I'm Patricia, but if you call me Patricia, I'm in trouble. So
Patricia sounds so old.
It's not me. It's never been me. That's a very odd name to me.
Yeah.
Never been me. All right. We're off to pack your boxes.
You guys have
the wonderful
boxes
of the beanery.
Full week.
Yeah. Half week.
Also because my name is French.
Province. I always thought that when I looked at your name, it reminded me of like Belle and the Provinces.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, everybody have a wonderful week.
Jumping in.
Yeah.
And have a great week.
Thank you,
Deborah.
Bye.
Bye.